it's all about illusion.
Happy holidays, and welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Jeff, we've got quite an extravaganza this week, and that starts us off holiday music from the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
And that's actually, there are a couple of live versions of Springsteen doing that, Rick, and that's actually my favorite one, live at CW Post College in 1975, one of my prized 45s with the B-side of my hometown. And I was going to also say quickly, Rick, we're also celebrating a milestone here at Ivory Towers Radio, aren't we?
Yes, it is a big day for us. There are several celebrations, not just holiday celebrations, and I guess these days there are three or four different holiday celebrations that you can get yourself involved in. But this is our anniversary show. Believe it or not, we have been doing this for a year. Now, I'm not sure I want to go back and listen to that very first show, because I think we've improved quite a bit in the past year, but this is a milestone for us to be rocking and rolling for a full year on Ivory Towers Radio. And we've got, we've built a little bit of a fan base. We actually are bigger than a restaurant-sized group of folks who listen to us. We actually have, on average, about 1,000 folks who listen every week, and that's more than you and I think expected.
Well, I just want to thank those 1,000 people very much, and I'd also like to say I apologize for every mistake I made. I apologize for all the damage that we've done to U.S.-Canadian relations. And I think we have another mea culpa coming up, huh, Rick?
Well, the music is appropriate for that. Some people may have listened to the last show where we played some Ennio Morricone, who apparently is the favorite composer of the Ivory Towers audience. And that's Morricone playing underneath. We played this cut last week. Instead of using it as a bed like this week, this is Il Mercenario, the theme song from that particular spaghetti western. And we were debating who was the star. We couldn't come up with the name because we were talking about, of course, this sounds like a lot of great Clint Eastwood movies, but the star, Jack Palance, of all people, was the star of this particular spaghetti western, and we promised people we would make sure we give it to him. So there it is, our promise fulfilled.
And now, for the next time for our anniversary, I know you have picked a special song for the Metal Shop, haven't you?
A special song, not just for our anniversary, but also with a holiday theme. Time to go there.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
This is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas. Have you And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas.
The music of Winger on the Metal Shop this week. Of course, the cover of the John Lennon classic, Happy Christmas, War is Over. We can only wish that that were true. And I wish that that were true. That's one of my wishes for 2008, but I don't think that's coming true either, unfortunately. But that's the Metal Shop this week. I guess that could have also qualified for the Cover Me feature, couldn't it have, Jeff?
It could have, and it was, as always, a very interesting Metal Shop. Rick, I want to also give our email address here because our listeners can send us requests, they can send us comments, they can tell us what they think, and over the past year, they've been very, very nice, very, very generous to us. Hardly any email telling us to shut up and go do something else. Our email address, ivorytowersradio@app.net. That's ivorytowers. T-O-W-E-R-Z radio at att.net. Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, att.net.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Searching for a place to stay. The moon was up and his foot was down. A miracle was on its way. They tried the hotels, the motels, the bed and breakfast locals, but no one seemed to have any room. Better find a double room soon. Christmas be without Mary and Joseph, Malcolm and Wise, Laura and Hardy, and Crack a Surprise, lights on the pine tree, and more out to shave, and not forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. They found a place with a neon light, TV pool and vacancies. The man on the desk didn't hear them right. When the two of them booked for three, they watched the TV and deeply she felt a pushing neatly, and the heavens delivered this way. And it happened on Christmas Day. Christmas Day. Christmas Day. So where would Christmas be without Mary and Joseph, Malcolm and Wise, Laurel and Hardy?
Smith was so surprised with admirers around the crib. There was something in their son's eyes that magnetically took one in. Like a messiah and a fire, like the train around the tire, with grip all roads to fortune and fame. And it happened on Christmas Day, Christmas Day, Christmas Day. So where would Christmas be without Mary and Joseph?
On Jeff's New Wave, Christmas Day, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from a 1990 collection put out by Squeeze's label, IRS, the late, great punk and new wave label, IRS. And an interesting, quirky little song for the holiday season, Rick.
That's a new one on me, and you don't hear that one on the radio. That's what Ivory Towers Radio is all about, playing those B-sides, even B-side holiday music.
Well, I mean, let's be fair here. You don't hear Squeeze on the radio at all, regardless of what they're playing. So,
actually, there's a new station in D.C. here that plays a few Squeeze songs, but you can probably predict the three that are on the playlist, and I don't think you'd hear that one, even though it's the time to play that song.
Even though it's very Squeeze-like. And now I think, if we're going to do a little more holiday music, I think we're going to play an Ivory Towers favorite, aren't we?
Oh, yes. These folks, they qualify. They're in the Ivory Towers Hall of Fame.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on,
We drank felt that old familiar pain. And as I turned to make my way back home, the snow turned into on my radio. I would love
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. That's B.B. King with a little bit of blues Christmas for us, and that whole set has a bluesy tone to it for good reason. We started off with The Pretenders, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and in the middle, our goodbye to Dan Fogelberg, Same Old Lang Syne. We lost Dan Fogelberg this past week, and that's our tribute out to him. Unfortunately, some hard lessons in that particular loss, Jeff.
Well, Dan Fogelberg dying of prostate cancer, and young people, I want to say two things to you about Dan Fogelberg's death. Number one, if you have a parent, a father, tell them to go get the PSA test once they turn 50. And number two, ask your mother about the crush they had on Dan Fogelberg.
I think that song is all about. I think that song is autobiographical in many ways, obviously, and it tells you a little bit about the kind of guy that Fogelberg was.
Exactly. I think he was also married three times. That might have had something to do with it. Too.
Yeah, well, he had an eye for the women, and they had an eye for him. But a good-looking guy, and let's face it, he could sing folk pop songs. Wonderful voice. Good arrangements. He knew how to write a hook. And so we send him off, unfortunately, during this holiday season.
That's true. And here on Ivory Towers Radio, we really appreciate anybody who can write a hook.
A good hook. And there's a left hook coming here somewhere. Isn't there, Jeff?
There's a big left hook coming. In fact, Rick, I know it's Christmas when I hear this bit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild.
Get the halls with
advertising. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Hmm?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, sailing all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
If you feel like you wanna and you feel it right over.
Signs of springtime. There were birds, music everywhere. Some of us play. Some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? And what I had dreamed of. Here. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high with eyes of a child. So bright, yes, there were. Lord, take away the pain.
Skylight. The Coldest Days of My Life here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. It's from a 1972 album called A Lonely Man. We haven't played the Chi-Lights before. We missed them, too. I guess in a year, we just didn't have a chance. We started out with one of the all-time holiday classics, Dan Freeberg, Green Christmas, from a 1958 single. And in the middle, The Temptations, because one can never have too much of The Temptations. Julian Isaac Hayes' song called Do Your Thing from 1972. And I like to thank Rick here on Ivory Towers Radio. We do our thing.
You do our thing. We do our thing. But you do your thing quite a bit in lots of different places besides Ivory Towers Radio. Freelance writer, wine columnist, but also rock and roll critic. Do you want to say anything about the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Dave Clark Five and Karen Carpenter?
Well, let's just say that Dave Clark Five got inducted, voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I took exception to. I then made a passing comment about Karen Carpenter, which a lot of people took exception to. And so many people took exception to it, in fact, that I think, Rick, there's probably a better place for them to read about that than for me to talk about it here.
Well, it's kind of an inside joke now, but we'll make it an outside joke. If you read the Ivory Towers blog, you'll understand what we're talking about. Great commentary on there this week from Jeff about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how they need to learn to pick better people to get into it. And if you're into it, you can read our blog. It's not just about music. It's about culture, media, politics, sports, the whole gamut. You can find us at http://ivorytowers. That's towers with a Z or a Z and all one word, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Thank you. ring a bell, Eugene.
I had a dream just the other night. Me and my baby was having a fight. It felt so real, but it wasn't funny. I took my love and she took my money. But that's all right, I was only dreaming. But you know what? It got me thinking. You gotta go for what you know, 'cause you're gonna reap just what you sow. 'Cause life don't always go your way, and that's the price you got to pay. I went to the kitchen, I turned on the sink, got a glass of water, and I began to think. This lying and cheating has got to stop before I lose everything that I got. Sometimes I feel so strange, other times I feel so ashamed. But you gotta go for what you know. You're gonna reap just what you sow. 'Cause life don't always go your way, but that's the price you've got to pay. Just a little while.
down there looking up and out my way. Come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry.
That set of music is my holiday gift to my co-host, whose dogs are barking. They love that set so much, don't they, Jeff?
They did. They enjoyed it very much. They are huge fans of organ, rock and roll organ.
Well, I'm glad the dogs liked your present set, your gift set, as much as hopefully you do. But
I'm
this
smiling
is
here big time, buddy. Smiling big time.
Some people may remember a few weeks back, you did a nice tribute set to me, so I said, when is the right time to do it? Well, this show, this is the holiday anniversary extravaganza show. This show needs this tribute set to you. So this set has everything. It's got something new, something old, something borrowed. I'm sure something borrowed, and definitely something blue in there. So let's tick it down. And it has that Farfisa organ that not just the dogs like, but I know you've talked about in the past. You love that sound. So there it is. Question mark in the Mysterians with 96 Tears at the end. Starting us off, Hey Eugene. That's more or less an FM hit from Pink Martini, a band that's getting quite a bit of notice out of Portland. And we have to have a Chicago presence in this set for you. Some folks don't know you originate in Chicago, and so we have Buddy Guy with Keith Richards and The Price You Gotta Pay. And there it is, the Jeff tribute set.
That'll be one of the best holiday gifts I receive. I love that Buddy Guy song because Keith Richards, they're almost playing subtly, I would say.
I would say too, and if you didn't know he was on the track, he doesn't sing. He's just riffing along. And it's interesting that, you know, when the Stones and other bands came to Chicago to try to play with their heroes early in their career, some people just thought it was one of these publicity stunts. These guys are sincere about it and still come back and still want to play with the Chicago Masters. So there you have it.
You can say a lot about the Stones over the years, but the work they've done, the money they've donated, the time they've spent, the people like Howlin' Wolf and the other stalwarts in the Chicago blues scene, it's pretty impressive. And Rick, where did you find Pink Martini?
Believe it or not, I heard Pink Martini on an airplane. You know, they have these channels that occasionally I'll sample when I'm traveling, and most of the time they're not very good. But I heard them and a few other bands and said, well, they're worth checking out. And I did some research, and apparently they've had a PBS special. They are among the, I guess, the intelligentsia of the U.S. Has embraced them as a more or less a new age sort of lounge pop act. And they're interesting. They've got some interesting traditional and some bluesy influences too. So I thought they were perfect for that.
They're interesting enough for Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And in fact, any of our listeners who want to hear any of our previous 45 shows this year, and we took 6 weeks off in the summer in case anybody's keeping track, all they have to do is go to public.box.net /Ivory Towers Radio. That's public.box.net/Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, all one word.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Frank Zappa and his band covering Bolero, Ravel's Bolero, live in Madrid, recording from 1988. And Jeff, we play that in honor of the Festival of Zappadan. This is the second year of the Festival of Zappadan, and when this show is webcast, will be the last day of the 17 days of celebrating the Festival of Zappadan. And what that is in memory of Frank Zappa. Some folks on the web started this last year, and it seemed to have caught fire. You're supposed to honor Zappa with playing his music every day for 17 days between December the 4th and December the 21st, because the 4th is the anniversary of Frank Zappa's death in 1993, and the 21st is when he was born in 1940. So there we have it, some celebration. We've got anniversary celebration, Christmas celebration, and now Zappadan celebration, all in one show.
Zappadan. Why Zappadan? Why not Zappa Frank?
I have no idea. I didn't make this up, so...
I believe it. I know you didn't make it up. I know Zappa fans, and this is exactly the kind of thing Zappa fans would do, isn't it?
It is the kind of thing that Zappa fans would do, and I find it interesting because the Zappa website didn't come up with this. The Zappa family didn't come up with this. One of Zappa's sons now tours with a tour called Zappa Plays Zappa, but they didn't come up with it, but I think they're honoring it just the same, because if you go to the Zappa website, there's a votive candle that's up when you first come onto the site. And so I think this is the month. December is the month to honor Zappa. And I remember I was in Los Angeles when he died, and one of the very last alternative rock stations in Los Angeles played the entire last Zappa LP, which was basically an avant-garde classical LP, The Yellow Shark, and just amazing to hear an entire album played on the air in honor of a great musician and satirist from the 20th century.
Well, then the least we can do is play Bolero in honor of Zappadan, isn't it?
The Festival of Zappadan, and now it's time for our Festival of Public Service Announcement.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Yeah.
Sistine Chapel, people pray. It don't matter what you do.
Music on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from their album called The Trick, and the song is called The Trick. We started off with The Intelligence, a band from Seattle, new music for them as well, Secret Signals. And in the middle, The Black Lips, Vini Vidi Vici, also new music, as we close out the show, or almost all of the show, with three new songs, because that's our gift to our listeners.
We always like to get new music in, and we're not just playing the old chestnuts. We're playing new music every week, and probably in 2008 we'll continue that trend. Don't you think, Jeff?
Well, I think so, because, you know, just because you want to roast some chestnuts, Rick, they don't have to be old ones. They can be new ones, too. Thank you very much.
Well, some great music in there. I the Black Lips, certainly big on college campuses these days, and band from Atlanta, them making some noise, so we needed to get them in that set. Any last words for the big anniversary Zappadan holiday show?
I just can't tell you how much fun I've had doing this over the last year. I don't know, and I won't get too sentimental here, but you and I have known each other a very long time, and one of our goals was always to do something like this, and we've never really had a chance to do it until now. Technology, of course, making it a whole lot easier than it would have been 20 years ago. But it's been a lot of fun, and you put up with me, and the listeners have put up with me, and hopefully I'll learn how to do it a little better next year, and we'll have even more fun.
Well, you've put up with me, too, and I think it's a great bond and strengthened the friendship. And I'll tell you, we both know a bit about music, but this year concentrating, I've learned so much about music again. And I'm sorry to say I had drifted away from it, but music is as vital and as vibrant today as it's ever been in the past half century. And that's one of the things you get from our show, maybe not on this particular show, but certainly we often are playing decades worth of music, and sometimes in one set. And so we hope our listeners stick around for more of that in the new year. A great anniversary. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my co-host Jeff Siegel, I'm Rick Rockwell. We're going to leave you this week with some music from a band that needs no introduction and a song that needs no introduction. So have a happy holiday and peace.